So, we are here in my basement record library tonight with my special guest from the Bo Brummels, Sal Valentino. Great to have you here, Sal.
It's good to be here, Joe.
It's long overdue for us to get together and do this. The Bo Brummels have really maintained a reputation sort of beyond the number of hits they have.
I often think that the myth is greater than the band itself sometimes. But then again, yes, I would. Yes.
How do you account for that?
Well, I mean, number one, I've said it a lot of times, we weren't the best band in town at the time. But we were the only ones suited to do the music that we wound up doing. The Elliot was aspiring to be to write light opera, you know, for musicals and stuff. And I hear that a lot when I get trying to get people to do laugh. Even Jackie Green, he worked it up for me once, and these guys were saying to me, "Boy, there's a lot of chords in that song."
Preaching to you, I said, don't trust them, baby. Now you know you don't learn everything there is to know in school. Wouldn't believe me when I gave advice. I said that he was a tease. If you won't help, you better ask me nice. So be sincere, convince me with a pretty please.
Laugh was, I think, Billboard Cashbox. It was like top 15, maybe. Might have broke top 10 on one of them. And what was the other one? Record World was happening then too. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. And also, Laugh had Still in Love You Baby on the inside. It was debatable. Still in Love You Baby was pretty big on its own, jukebox wise. I'm told got a lot of jukebox play. In fact, they took a while to decide which one they wanted to do. I'm glad they went with Laugh.
How did you guys first meet up and start the band?
Ron, I met at a benefit Selegian, the Selegian Boys Club in North Beach, where I grew up, and he grew up too. He lived about two blocks away. And we showed up at one of the rehearsals one day. It's the first time I met him. He was 14 or 15, and I was either 16 or 17. And he was the best guitar player I'd come across. You know, of course, in North Beach, there was a lot of accordions. There weren't many guitar guys around. But I liked the guitar. I was listening to country and western music already then, and I was probably the only guy in North Beach doing that. And he was, you know, he was the guy.
I mean, you made all your records for Autumn Records, which was run by Tom Donahue and Bobby Mitchell, who were the top 40 disc jockeys on KYA. How did Donahue and Mitchell find you guys?
His story is true. The story about a hooker turned him onto the Bull Brummels. I always kind of liked it. And you may have even seen Judette, the Nudette. She had an act on. You know, he described her as a hooker. I don't know if she was or not. She probably was. But she had an act on Broadway on, you know, that block between Columbus and Stockton, up from the El Cid. And the guy painted her. She was nude, and the guy painted her. Because she'd seen us at the El Cid. Yeah, and we started playing there on Monday nights for Art Novak. I think that's his name. Till Ron and John got us fired. Because we weren't old enough to be in there, all of us.
Now, the records on Autumn were produced by a 22-year-old Sly Stone. Was he called Sly Stone then?
It was probably Sly Stewart.
What was Sly like as a 22-year-old?
He was excited about it all. He'd Tom had put up the money for him to learn how to do it, which we didn't know anything about. It was really quite a trip. Sly dressed like, you know, he was himself. He was full of himself. He was doing that show. He was really a happening guy. He was really curious about what the British were doing, because he was young enough and still interested in, and saw that there was something there, or thought that there was something there. He liked my voice a lot, which was really great for me, because, you know, it was the kind of encouragement I needed at the time. Sly was like cheerleader. He was, he kept the bottom end together. He probably did as much as he could to make us danceable. He was into all of that. We did. Sly made the whole thing work, because we'd not been in school. We had gone to Gold Star and done a demo. And we did okay. And Elliot was quite capable. The rest of us were pretty, you know, we weren't as capable as Ron. Ron was the one who was solid.
Was Laugh Laugh a song that you guys had had in your set for a long time?
We hadn't been together for very long. That bunch hadn't been together for very long, which included Deck. Ron and I and John had played with another guy before that as the Irish Californians, one of the bands. We'd played, you know, in different trios and quartets before, but nothing like that. Deck was the one that brought on the British thing, because he'd just come from Europe, and he was crazy about it. He thought the Beatles were great and stuff. And so, and Ron had started writing songs for in that style.
Oh, I can't stay. Yes, I know. You know I hate to go. But goodbye, love was sweet, our worlds can never meet. So I'll cry just a little, cause I love you so. And I'll die just a little, cause I have to go away. Can't you see how I feel when I say love's unreal? So goodbye, it's been sweet. Even though incomplete. So I'll cry just a little, cause I love you so. And I'll die just a little, cause I have to go away. sight very clear. Now love's gone, gone away. As I once heard you say, now I cry just a little cause I love you so. And I died just a little cause I had to go away.
He wrote Just a Little with Duran, Bob Duran. Duran was a bit more of a lyricist than Ron ever thought he was, which I was never sure about. I guess maybe sometimes he'd get lazy or something. He wanted somebody else to bring in ideas. But it started to change a little bit there. He wrote Strangers with him, too. Yeah, Don't Talk to Strangers, he wrote with Duran. Turned him on to Don't Go to Strangers. Yeah, I think who did it? Witherspoon had done it. Jimmy Witherspoon. I can't remember who the artist was he played me one time. And that's where Don't Talk to Strangers came from.
This is Joel Self. My guest tonight in the Basement Record Library, Sal Valentino of the Bo Brummels.
You tell me that I should not cry.